A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com, the freelance marketplace. I'm Ishan Akbar, and today we're in for a sweet lesson from not one, but two entrepreneurs. Our guests this week are on a mission to make our snacking habits more nutritional. They're the co-founders of the frozen Greek yogurt brand Yasso. It's Drew Harrington and Amanda Klein. Now, unlike me, Drew and Amanda grew up as the athletic kids in school. They bonded over their love of sports and snacks. They realized there needed to be more options for healthy dessert lovers, so they took that opportunity and ran with it.
Surround yourself with a great group of people who are smarter and better than you are at a certain thing, and really listen and learn and use that advice to help you figure out how to move forward and get better.
In this episode, Drew and Amanda are talking to us about the importance of having an opportunity mindset. So tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
The lesson we want to share with you today is the importance of having an opportunity mindset.
For those listeners who might be uninitiated with your brand and your company, tell us a bit more about Yasso and what it is and what it does.
Yeah, so Yasso was a brand that Amanda and I created. The idea came to us in 2009 and we launched here in the United States at grocery stores in 2011. And we utilized Greek yogurt within the ice cream set to create a healthier alternative to dessert and snacking. And it's been a successful, great entrepreneurial journey for the two of us. We've surrounded ourselves with great people, and now we're on grocery store shelves in all 50 states and some of the largest retailers. And we're one of the leaders in the whole dessert category.
Tell us a bit about the journey towards spotting that opportunity that Greek yogurt was something you could use for something like this, because that sounds very niche and very specific.
Yeah. So, you know, I was working as a food broker in the industry and saw what Greek yogurt in the refrigerated set was doing. And it was really just, it was new to the United States. People had never seen it, but they understood the health benefits and how delicious it was. And, you know, me and Drew being from New England, big Ben and Jerry's fans growing up, love ice cream, but also, you know, coming from athletic backgrounds and always being health focused, you know, we couldn't eat that stuff every night. So for us, we looked at it as, is there a way to use this creamy, delicious, lower calorie product in ice cream and create something that tastes as good, but doesn't necessarily make you feel like you feel after you by accidentally took down the whole pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where we saw, you know, no one's creating these healthier desserts. You have really great products out there on one end of the scale at high, you know, high fat, high calorie. And on the other end, you had your diet brands like Skinny Cow and Weight Watchers, but, you know, things that we wouldn't necessarily put in our bodies. And so for us, it was really, how do we kind of bridge the gap between those two sides of the category and create something that's healthy and delicious?
How do you know what an opportunity looks like? Because often there'll be so many false dawns where you think, ah, that could be it. This could be the thing that makes me millions of dollars. But how do you have a checklist of how you get to the point where, like, this is how I spot where opportunities might be to grow my business or launch a new product range?
Yeah, I think for us, it was just how the idea at first resonated with people. I think globally, but definitely here in the United States, dessert is a serious thing. People really want to enjoy it and they want to have fun with it. And for us, I think the idea around Yasso using Greek yogurt and delivering lower calories, but still the indulgence of what people had expected from your kind of higher fat offerings resonated with people. So I think that kind of gave us the confidence to launch with the unique ingredient of Greek yogurt. And then over time, you just evolve and you continue to enhance it. And I think that presents opportunities just to continue to make your product and your brand better. You know, Ben and Jerry's is kind of a role model, allowed us to, keep that fun spirit of ice cream parlor flavors alive and allow people to enjoy dessert every day. So that definitely gave us the confidence to pursue the opportunity and, you know, exposing that to folks.
Is having an opportunity mindset a case of nature versus nurture? And if it is, can you learn it or is it something that's inherent?
I truly think that a lot of it is inherent. You know, me and Drew laugh, you know, we came from big families. We're the younger ones. You kind of had to always be grappling and fighting to get ahead. Yeah. We're also athletic by nature. And I think just that sports and athletic mentality, you always are trying to improve and get better. If not, you just get left behind. So I think there's a lot of skills you can teach. And I think they get honed and improved over time through diversity. But I think a lot of it is just within you. It's that kind of desire to be ultra focused and overachieve all the time and know how to get up when you fall down and make sure you're making as many of the right moves as possible to get ahead.
Has there ever been a time in your journey where you've grabbed hold of an opportunity and very quickly or very slowly perhaps just thought to yourself, oh, this might not be the thing we want to be doing?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think for one, you know, in consumer packaged goods, I think, you know, if you're not innovating, you're kind of slowly dying. So I think you do have to take your shots. And I haven't seen a brand that has nailed every innovation flawlessly. And I think for us, you know, we've launched a few items where over time, whether that's slowly or quickly, we do have to pull back. And we had one in 2017 that was a launch into pints. So to go up against Ben & Jerry's, Häagen-Dazs, Halo Top, and we put a lot of effort into that product. It tasted great. We put a lot of product into the distribution. But at the end of the day, it was just a particular point in time where that category within dessert was highly competitive. We eventually made the decision to pull out of that and focus back on novelty. So it was a good lesson that we learned. And we still have a lot of fans that ask us all the time, when are the pints coming back? So we know we did something right.
Yeah.
But I think that's part of the journey. Sometimes you just don't, you know, no one bats a thousand. So.
Do you ever feel like you're a football player who grew up loving Ben & Jerry's and now you play for a team that you want to beat Ben & Jerry's? Do you ever feel that kind of inclination?
All the time. I think it has been exciting, though, as we've seen Yasso grow and kind of step up the ranks in terms of size and volume. As we kind of knock off our childhood heroes, it is a really good feeling. And, you know, we're the number five brand in the category now, and we've passed like Friendly's and these big brands that we grew up eating every night, and it is a really great feeling, although we still respect everything they've done and are doing.
So how do you stay on top of spotting new opportunities and actioning them?
Yeah, so we've been fortunate now that Yasso is in a really great place with a great senior leadership team, and it has allowed us to create the Yasso Incubator program that allows us to kind of grab at these new opportunities we see in the market. And so we just launched this year our first incubator brand called Juve, which is really our way of bridging functional beverage with refreshing dessert. So it's a water fruit-based pop that has vitamins and electrolytes packed into it. So not only is it refreshing, but it's beneficial when you eat them. So this was our way of seeing a clear opportunity in the market, something no one was doing, and allowed us to create a unique differentiated product for consumers that is in a different need state than what Yasso is doing today.
What's next for Yasso?
Continued growth. You know, we've entered an interesting journey here over the past 2 years. So we stepped out of the CEO role. It was a desire of ours for a bit. Once we got to a certain level of growth, we wanted to continue to build the organization. So we handed the reins over to a good friend of ours and a board member, Craig Sheasley, and we built the headquarters in Boulder. That's now got, you know, 50 plus employees, and it's just a tremendously talented group of great people. And, you know, we're starting to see a lot of great things come out of that. You've seen our latest innovation with Poppables, which was followed by, or previously to that, it was chocolate coated. So you're starting to see a really great expansion for the brand into a snacking occasion of, you know, permissible indulgence that we're just really excited to see. And we're getting great traction with fans and retailers. So you're going to continue to see innovation to that. And then just continued growing of our awareness as a brand. You know, we're doing a great business, but our awareness is still small. So there's a lot of exciting things on the marketing front to, you know, work alongside that new innovation.
Drew and Amanda, thank you so much for your time on 929. I've really enjoyed speaking to you, and I'm inspired to go and get some Greek yogurt now. So thank you for that.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
I really enjoyed chatting to Drew and Amanda. What was interesting was that they didn't seem to overthink it. At its core, it's quite simple. Greek yogurt is a healthier alternative to make desserts with, and that's exactly what they did. It seems pretty simple, and in truth, it probably is. They spotted the opportunity and, through trial and error, have built a growing business. Often, simplicity is key. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave us a review. I'll see you again soon. Goodbye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.